This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. It has been 10 months since the U.S. withdrew troops from Afghanistan. Roughly 2,000 Afghan refugees have resettled in Massachusetts as of March, fleeing violence and uncertainty in their home country. Among them, brothers Shakib and Wadan Malakzai. The brothers came here with their wives and children, leaving behind close family members. Their mother passed away back in Afghanistan after they arrived. Their father, as a member of the Afghanistan Police Force, has been in hiding in Afghanistan since the Taliban took over. We sat down with Shakib and Wadan last week, and Shakib told us the decision to leave wasn't easy.
Very difficult. Yes, very, very hard. But yes, I miss my Afghanistan, my country. I very miss.
The brothers are now living in Worcester as they try to piece their lives back together.
I am living the third floor.
And Shakib, do you live nearby?
Yes. First apartment mine and second to American person. It's very good. I'm so happy.
They're also working in the janitorial department at the UMass Chan Medical School in Worcester as part of a new program. It helps recently resettled Afghan refugees find jobs at the medical school based on their career skills from their home country. They're two of four refugees so far who have found employment through the program. And Shakib says having a job is crucial right now.
Very important for me, ma'am, very important. I have 2 7 children. Working, very important for me.
Combined, Shakib and Wadan have 12 children, with Wadan and his wife expecting another any day now. Shakib and Wadan have been getting support through the Worcester Islamic Center. Dr. Muhammad Ramzan is an assistant professor of neurology at the UMass Chan Medical School and also the director of social services at the center. He was with Shakib and Wadan when we talked, helping translate at times, and he told us a little more about their transition from Afghanistan to America.
We have been in connection with them to help them out through Worcester Islamic Center Social Services. And obviously, these folks were looking for certain jobs. Then I came across Dr. Jeff Carson, who is working at UMass Chan Medical School. And he had his own experience visiting Afghanistan also. And our plan was to get them hired and help them out to get some job. And this is how we started on this journey with interviews and paperwork and eventually them starting the job over there.
And what has been a pleasant or happy surprise since you came here, Wadan?
Safety
is the most important thing, that once they landed here, they felt that they were in safe hands now.
Shakib, is that the same for you?
Yes. My family, all family safe. My children, good study. Good school here, but not good school to Afghanistan. Everything is very good.
Dr. Ramzan, has that been your experience with the Worcester Islamic Center, that the community has been welcoming and people have stepped up to help those coming from Afghanistan?
Community, yeah, indeed. We were very surprised and happy also that everybody came forward to help them out, because this was a crisis for the resettlement agencies. The influx was so huge and so sudden that they couldn't manage the workload and the people, how they came in hundreds, literally. In Worcester area, there were more than 700 people who had arrived, and these resettlement agencies were really in a very tough situation. So our community stepped forward, so we can help them in any possible way with the food, with shelter, with the schooling, bring their youth here so that they can be connected with our youth here, you know, give them some spiritual venue where they can talk to Imam, meet people of the community and come here, because they were initially in hotels and not enough room for them to really socialize and intermingle. And they were in a shock, in a cultural shock, as well as a lot of stress as they had left their families behind. So when we opened the doors for them, they were quite happy and pleased to meet each other in an open environment and also to meet other community members.
Shakib and Wadan say they are hopeful for their future in the U.S. with the support of the center, a future for them and their families.
Right now, my family is happy for my kids and school going to happy. And I want to my kids study and writing.
I happy here for my children. Good study here. Very good study. And for me also, I right now I busy for working. I'm so happy, my family happy.
That was Shakib and Wadan Malekzai, refugees who have resettled in Worcester after leaving Afghanistan last fall. You also heard Dr. Mohammed Ramzan, an assistant professor of neurology at the UMass Chan Medical School and director of social services at the Worcester Islamic Center. During that conversation, Dr. Ramzan mentioned Jeff Carson, who's the assistant vice chancellor of human resources at UMass Chan Medical School. Jeff Carson joins us now to talk more about this program. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure. Thank you.
So first, I just want to give you a chance to react to the conversation you heard there, especially from two brothers who have been a part of this program you helped create.
Yeah, it's super powerful. My time and experience in Afghanistan started in 2009 when I was served my second combat tour in around Kunduz, and then returned home and started a think tank doing research for Congress on Afghanistan, returned back and with the State Department to Kabul with the State Department there. So I had experience with working with, seeing the sacrifices of the Afghans on behalf of the United States and our cause. So fast forward to 2022, as I'm in this position at UMass Chan, and I heard a WBOR report that we had resettled a number of Afghans in Worcester, and you know, being in human resources, understanding the situation, the labor shortage that, well, not just UMass Chan, but across the U.S. and the world is in, I thought this is a great opportunity for us to help serve, grow, invest in the Afghans and in Worcester. So I reached out to the Worcester Islamic Center, and it just so happened that Dr. Ramzan, who's in the neurology department at UMass Memorial, also by night runs the Worcester Islamic Center. So we just started this remarkable partnership to, you know, bring the Afghans to UMass Chan Medical School and try to find positions for them.
So you served in the U.S. Army, just for our listeners. You just talked about one of your tours. How long were you in the Army, and how many countries did you see?
Yeah, sure. I've been in for 26 years. I'm still in. I'm in the Army Reserves, assigned to West Point now. And I was there at an outpost for a year in Kunduz, embedded with the Afghan National Army. So embedded operations are generally 20 U.S. soldiers embedded with around 150 Afghans. And before that, I was in Iraq for a year in Mosul. So you know, being an embedded is certainly this unique opportunity that you have to just really live, eat, train, fight with Afghans in a way that normally conventional forces don't. So my experience with them, just really understanding who they are and their culture and their work ethic, you know, allowed me to just really feel like a sense of purpose once I, you know, heard that the resettlement, Worcester was one of the places that resettled this, the Afghans.
So how does it work, Jeff? How does the program work, and how many people are you hoping to serve?
Yeah, so, well, it's very organic. So, you know, once this is probably 2 months ago that I caught the WBR story, and then I reached out to, you know, my boss, and she sent an email right up the chain, and I watched it go straight to the top to Chancellor Collins and straight down through the dean, John Lindstedt and Deb Hornois, and they said with enthusiasm, you know, build something, do it, make it happen. So with that, I just worked with the Worcester Islamic Center and the talent recruitment team at UMass Chan to bring waves of them in to sit down, talk to them, assess their skills, what certificates they have, what they did in Afghanistan, where we can place them at UMass Chan Medical School. But, you know, it's an investment. So, you know, we have to understand that, you know, they didn't come with resumes or, you know, email accounts necessarily established. So, you know, we were helping them help themselves along the way. Again, it was an investment in not only UMass Chan, but also in Worcester and the Afghans that had just come here. We had to, you know, think differently.
So, you know, we get rare opportunities like this, Jeff, to talk to somebody with deep lived experience in the service in Afghanistan, here trying to support refugee resettlement. You know, I'm kind of thinking about the threads of your heart and how they must connect to what you saw unfold last summer as we were leaving Afghanistan, and then these deep one-on-one conversations now as you try to match skills, aspirations of people we're supporting here. Are you trying to make sure that we support our Afghan members of our community the way you would want it to happen if the tables were turned? And how far off from there are we? Do you understand my question?
Yeah, sure. You know, to me, you know, their sacrifices were no different than my sacrifices in Afghanistan. You know, we went over there and we tried to do something, and they were a partner with us in it. So, you know, now that I'm in the position that I'm in and I have an opportunity to you know, make sure that the folks that have sacrificed and it didn't work out for them and they were going to become a target of the Taliban that came here that we can invest in them on the other side. I'm a third generation immigrant. So, you know, the story of Afghans goes certainly beyond the fact that I did serve a combat tour with them there, and I did go with serve at the State Department in Kabul, but also myself as a third generation immigrant that you know, understands that these folks have a work ethic. They want to be a part of this great experiment called America, and I can be a part in helping them. And three generations from now, you know, hopefully UMass Chan Medical School will be a part of that generation story for the Afghans.
What's been the most joyful part the last couple of months as you've built this?
Well, you know, seeing our leadership at UMass Chan was remarkable. You know, the amount of enthusiasm they had to allow me to build something very entrepreneurial and organic made me proud to be a part of the institution. I can't stress that enough. There's, you know, from the Vice Chancellor of Human Resources all the way up to the Chancellor, Chancellor Collins, they were just so supportive of this, what we're talking about right now. And I think that's a good story out there.
So what's been hard that shouldn't be, either in trying to do this to support people like Shakib and Wadan, or the experience they're having coming to the United States and trying to resettle?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, more institutions are missing out on great opportunities. You know, there's a lot of Afghans that have resettled, not just in Worcester, across the United States of America. And, you know, this is an opportunity for institutions, employers to invest in Afghans, invest in America. But it's going to take work. You know, they're coming to us, you know, hopping through three different countries and a couple military bases and living in hotels.
For months sometimes, right?
Exactly. I mean, this is not a normal, you know, college grad with 3 to 5 years experience, but they have work ethic and they want to be a part of America. But it's going to take up an investment on an employer's part to get them there, right? And that's a long-term investment that's going to pay dividends and yields years and years later. What UMass Chan is doing is powerful. I would love to see that in scale across America. We need that not just for the Afghans, but for America.
So we're looking at a number of roughly 2,000 folks resettled from Afghanistan, including about 600 in the Worcester area. I've got to assume that there's actually a broad range of professional experience, broad range of education, broad range of previous work. And I wonder if we're also under-creating opportunities to take advantage of those skills and talents, Jeff.
Yeah, absolutely. And me and Dr. Ramzan had a lot of conversations at nights, weekends, about this right there. Okay, they were nurses in Afghanistan. Let's get them in the system. Let's get them employed, and then let's work them and invest in them to get up to where they were and what they did before. We had an Afghan that was interviewing with us, and he was a pilot in Afghanistan, right? I mean, but it takes a little bit of time to get the certifications and the qualifications transferred over. But that's to your earlier question and to my answer, which is, you know, there's a lot there. It just takes a little bit of investment by the institution, by the employer, by America, to help them.
You mentioned three generations from now. You hope UMass Chan is a part of this story. Let's look closer. 6 months from now, how do you know if you've succeeded? What does success look like?
You know, I just want to continue to create a pipeline that brings more and more of the Afghans that have resettled into our institution at UMass Chan, and help other institutions in Worcester that want to call and ask about our experience and how they can be a part of it. I'm certain that there are other institutions that are searching for employees. You know, there's a labor shortage, as we all know. But there's folks that may be a little hesitant to take the risk. I think success is if we can keep building upon more and more of these Afghans, you know, embedding themselves into Worcester, into employment and serving their community, which is what they want to do.
All right. That is Jeff Carson, Assistant Vice Chancellor of Human Resources at UMass Chan Medical School. Jeff, thanks so much.
It was a pleasure. Thank you. Have a good day.